Welcome, Bomb Squad, to TNT episode 77. It's a Thursday show on a Sunday. I'm hungover, stoned, in a weird place because of it. Seems like it always happens when we do these episodes on a Sunday after I'd fucking drank too much the night before. But how you doing? Just had lunch?
Yeah, doing good. Just had Sunday dinner. Some ravioli, some chicken parm, you know, the usual.
Chicken parmesan.
Yeah, parmesan. Yeah, man, I'm good. I went to go see Us last night, the Jordan Peele movie. Yeah, it was good. My friends I went with didn't like it. But so I'm going to try and like just kind of tell you why without giving anything away.
Okay.
There's a couple of plot holes in it.
Right? Really?
Yeah. But like if you watch the movie the way he kind of meant for you to watch it, like those plot holes don't really matter.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was surprised. He's very, you know, based on what I saw in Get Out, he's very meticulous.
You know,
it's bringing it together.
It's not so much plot holes. It's just that there's certain things he just left open for interpretation, I guess.
Okay.
And these people are simpletons and they just want to explain to them, you know, explicitly their uncultured swine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I mean, I really liked it. I want to see it again. I'm probably not going to see it in theaters again, but I definitely want to give it a second watch or even a third watch.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to the movie theaters until, the fucking guy who made Hereditary, that horror movie, definitely go to movie theaters for that. And then Quentin Tarantino's movie. Like that's all you're going to get me. Yeah. The fucking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Whoa. That's coming out in fucking June.
Really?
Yeah, right around the corner. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt. It's fucking star-studded.
Where the fuck have I been?
I don't know. Big news. It's been, like all the pictures are out now. So there's like big trailers and stuff.
Jeez, I gotta check that out.
It's Brad Pitt and Leo, like direct stars. There's supposed to be Charles Manson stuff. When it first came out, they were talking about it was going to be a Charles Manson biopic. But like, it's just about a stuntman and his stunt double, it looks like. So I don't know. I have no idea what it's going to be about. But anyway, also, big news. Guess what I got here?
What do you got?
A tackle box.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to be a fisherman this summer, Tones. I haven't fished in years. Don't know anything about fishing, but I got a fishing rod as a gift from work. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start fishing on Saturday mornings. I'm going to go to the Broadway Diner and then I'm going to go to the lake at about 9:30 a.m. and fish until noon.
There you go.
Back to the Yankees game. Just listen to sports radio on the phone.
There you go. Yeah, no, it's a nice leisurely activity. You'll be like the old man of the sea. You'll just kind of be
exactly. The guys at the store, I walked in, I was just like, so basically, like, I've never fished before, but I would like to fish this summer. I want it to be my new hobby. And he was just like, well, all right. Like, what do you need? I was like, I have a rod. I showed him a picture. And then he's like, all right, let's get this starter kit going. And we just like took 45 minutes, went around. He like made it and explained everything that he was putting into my bag was like the difference in sinker weight and like, you know, different kind of lines and reels. I'm like, yeah, I'm in. I'm fucking in. Yeah. I already got a chair that I bought for the Metallica tailgate. I don't know what this, I bought this specific one. It's kind of like, it's like a big old lunch bag.
I was going to say, it looks like a lunchbox.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I bought this because I can definitely fit like 10 beers in there, at, like, you know, around my equipment too. So but like, if I'm like going to a public park and like fishing, are the police gonna like, if they see me with a Budweiser in my hand, come over and fucking like give me problems?
I don't know what it's like down there, but I know up here in New York, as long as it's in a brown bag, like you can drink it, no problem.
Well, that's just like a New York City, like.
Yeah, I figured that. I don't know what it's like down there, but I know up here. I mean, you could. I've done that at Yankee games before the game. Go to like a deli down the street, just get a tall boy, put in a paper bag and just walk around.
I think this is more like if you're drinking on the beach and you like the cops come, they give you like the citation or whatever. And it's like a really expensive ticket.
Yeah.
And you have to throw everything away. I feel like that's the vibe I'm, you know, facing. Because there's a whole bunch of people like doing crew in the water.
Oh, fuck like them.
Doing yoga. Yeah. I'm going to
fuck them too.
And try to cast one onto their boat.
You just hook a guy, he comes flying up. Oh,
got him, real man. But yeah, so I'm pumped. Maybe I'll do a live podcast from my. I'm gonna find a spot and make it mine. Just in the same spot every Saturday morning.
You know what you should do? Go the Always Sunny route and just fill like a sunscreen container with like beer and just drink out of that. You know.
Just like, hilarious to see.
Is that man drinking sunscreen?
Fucking delicious. Good for you too.
But you just have like a cooler full of sunscreens. You're just like, why does that guy have so much sunscreen? He's got like 10 sunscreens.
Can't be too careful. It's a season.
You have a very fair complexion.
Yeah. You know, you're going to get melanoma if you don't load up on sunscreen there.
Yeah. Skin cancer ain't no joke, man.
It's not. I mean, I'll have a cigarette in my mouth too, and I'll just be like, yeah, skin cancer. You got to watch out. All right. So, yeah, Tom the Fisherman coming soon. Next Saturday, I hope. I'll report back.
Okay.
All right, let's get to our segments here and a horse race at Gulfstream.
When I found out that it was Elvis week, I thought to myself, now I'm going to have some fun.
Also, I didn't watch any basketball last night. I was pretty much just watching baseball. And I'm like, because my brackets got busted so fucking early.
Yeah.
And like, I can't bet anymore because I'm not in New Jersey. So like, I lost interest. So is the Final Four like now? I just see this thing on my.
No, there's two more. You got Michigan State Duke today. And then after that, it's Kentucky Auburn.
Okay.
And then the winners of those go to Final Four. I'm actually in the one bracket I have for money. I'm in first right now by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two guys in second and third both have Duke going to the Final Four, and I got Michigan State. So there's a big game today.
Big game. Yeah. I mean, I haven't looked. I don't know because I have Kentucky in my finals. I'm one of them against
Duke. I do too. I think I have Kentucky winning, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So
yeah, North Carolina, are they alive?
No, they lost to Auburn.
Oh. Never mind. Yeah. Yeah. I fucked up. My bracket's fucked. It's busted.
Yeah, I still have my whole – I mean, there's still two teams to go in the Final Four, but I don't have anyone eliminated. Like, one kid had Cincy in his Final Four. They lost first round.
The other kid had USC. It was Syracuse.
Yeah.
I sat down and did my bracket, and I was just like, it doesn't matter what I do. I'm putting it all on Syracuse. Like, I can get everything wrong, but if I get Syracuse right, I'll win whatever pool I'm in.
Yeah.
I was fast-forwarding, and then I lost my – fucking concentration talking about that, and I actually went too far. I didn't see who won, though. I just saw halfway through the race. All right, we're getting in the gates here. We got the six horse. What's his name again?
I don't remember.
It's like Very Nice Man, something like that. But he is 3.5. There's only 5 horses.
Yeah. Good. Six horse.
High flying guy. That's his name.
High flying guy.
All right. Come on, high flying guy. He's on the top.
On the outside, WW Concerto is second. Tucked in third is Love Tree. He's in a good spot. Back to fourth and wide running, high flying guy. And the trailer is Nominal Dollars.
Here we go.
Try to slacken the pace up front as they went the opening quarter in 24-3.
High flying guy.
He finished at 5-1, right? Is that what it says?
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Come on, high flying guy.
Let's go, high flying guy. The tight pack.
It's too tight. Less than 5 furlongs to run in the race. We got a Texas hot pocket this grouping.
I don't even know what that means.
It's when you take a shit in a girl's vagina and then you fuck it in.
Oh God. I thought that's what it meant. But I was hoping you didn't mean that.
I learned what that was like yesterday. Got a good chuckle.
That was old high school Urban Dictionary days. I learned that.
Yeah.
He's fading.
He's fading. Unless he's making a move, he's slipping back to go inside on the rail.
Oh.
No, it's still on the outside. Still on the outside. Didn't make a move. Just lost speed. We need some... Fucking get on track. Get on track. All right, now just fucking fly. 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 Nah. There's no shot. No. He's dead. He's dead. Fuck you, high flying guy. Last place.
He blew his load too soon.
We bet on the last place horse in a 5-horse race.
I mean,
that's where you're supposed to win.
That's a 1 in 5 shot of getting last place. I guess it's not.
Who won? The awful. 4? What were his odds? Did he have good odds?
I think I almost bet on him.
5-1. Nominal dollars. That was the guy. All right. Fuck it. All right, let's get out of here. Let's go to segment number 2, which was It Was All a Dream.
It was all a dream.
All right, I'm going first because this one I've been dying to talk about because it was bananas. Like 3 weeks ago. No, not 3 weeks ago. What am I talking about? 2 weeks ago, I think. Whenever. But So the dream started off, we were at like this watching party, like you're going to watch like the Challenger or like some space shuttle launch. And so we're sitting there and it's Southwest doing the demonstration of they perfected takeoffs, like new, the safest way to take off. Like we perfected flight safety. It's going to be incredible. So I'm there with my dad and we're like looking at the sky, like waiting for these planes to like demonstrate how they're going to change the future of planes taking off. And then, so we're watching all of a sudden out of nowhere, straight up into the air, like a fucking space shuttle, is two Southwest, like Boeing 757s, like stomach to stomach going straight up, like real fucking fast. And then they curl out away from each other to go vertical upside down. And then they just fall all the way down before maneuvering to flip over real quick and then just take off. Like they're fucking, like it was an air show for like military fighters. And it was this whole thing. Like after everybody saw it, like the airline industry, like is about to collapse. Everybody was there. It's like, I'm telling you, it's the safest way to take off. Like we tested. It's like 100% secure. And everybody's like, I don't care. I'm not doing that. Like, like we're trying to figure out, like, I'm going to have to drive to like Texas now. Like think about the planning of like having to do a 20-hour, 30-hour drive. Like instead of having a 4-hour flight, like, cause there's just no way I'm going to be able to adapt to that future.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
like I'm not going to go through that. It's the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life.
Every time you take off, you almost die. Yeah, no, I'm okay with.
But they were like, no, it's they were like adamant. Like scientists on TV were like, engineers, what all those people like. It's I'm telling you, it's, you know. And plus the other thing that was weird, it was by request of the people. They're like, hey, we did this because it's the safest, and like people wanted it. And I was just like,
who wanted
this? Like people who don't fly, like I have to fly like next week and I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. No way.
But yeah, it's like I'll Forrest Gump it if I have to. I'm not taking that plane.
I'd rather walk to Texas than do that. Like, oh man, it was something. That was something. But all right, yeah, that was the dream.
I had a little, I don't remember, but I had some last night. I was dealing with this like nurse in a hospital that was like, she was Mexican and she was like kind of like an undercover to like take down the cartel. I don't know how, she just like knew certain things and she was like giving me information to like give to like, I don't know. I don't remember the details of it. I just remember she was like in danger of being killed by the cartel.
Oh,
and that's it. That's it. I don't really remember much after that. She was like,
you need to like follow my instructions, call the police, like I'm being hunted.
Well, she was like giving me information.
And like, what kind of information? Like codes?
No, I would assume like, you know, where they make their drops, kind of like where their safe houses are, stuff like that. I don't know how a Mexican nurse would know.
She was narking.
Yeah, she was pretty hot too. But yeah, again, I don't remember much of the details. And I just remember her like being scared. Yeah. And I was like, don't worry, I got you. I didn't have her. I don't know if she made it or not. I don't remember. But yeah, that's all. I didn't really have much, but you put the segment in. So, you know, I'll dive
on. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the new way of planes taking off in my dreams. Like, that was one of those dreams where it felt like real for a while. Like, it was the whole thing. Like, it was a whole night. Like, it was all over the world. Like, people were just like, you know, planes completely fixed, like, you know, flight safety when it comes to takeoffs, like, you know, but it has people abuzz and like, people were really, I was like, am I the only one who realized how fucking crazy this is? Me and my dad were just like, this is nuts. Everybody's like, fine.
I don't know, man. You might be onto something.
Like, yeah, I think it was just fucking, I don't know, terrifying. All right, let's get, true. Segment three, Tom's qualms.
Repent! And thou shalt be saved.
Yeah, this sucks. I don't want to talk about this, but I have to because it's for the content. It's too good. So on Pornhub. Okay. Yes. I don't know if you knew this. I found this out the other day. If you like, you ever like follow like amateur chick models?
I don't like follow them, but I'll, you know.
Well, not follow, I've, just like,
yeah.
You know.
No, I've watched, yeah.
So this one guy, you know, I was a fan of his vids and I was looking at his profile and there was this thing that says request custom video.
Okay.
It was like interesting. So you open it up and it gives you like every, like all of his fucking options to like, yeah, so I'll go outside and all this shit. And I'm like, whoa. So sitting there thinking about it.
Jerking off in a tree.
It's weird because like it's, you're asking, like, it's just like, it's not a porn star. It's just like a guy who likes to jerk off in front of the camera. So just like asking somebody, like typing, it felt so greasy of like making, it says like producer's notes. And it's like a box, and then like you write, you direct, you like write a porno. You write, like you write a script for him of what to do. It's like, I'm like, I'm all in. So I did that, and I'm waiting for it. Said it takes 2 to 3 weeks. He messaged me back. It turned out he's Italian. Like, I couldn't read it. I don't know what he said.
Oh, it was like,
it looked,
oh,
like something like, thank Italian. You. I'll get working on this. Yeah, I'll get it back to you as soon as possible. I should write back, but thanks. Appreciate that.
How much did you pay for it? Do I want
it? Was
know?
Like $69.
Classic.
Ironic.
That's not bad. I mean, I guess that's not bad.
No, I tipped $15 too. And then, like, after you, like, all the boxes are like, you know, like to go outside, $5.69 to add on, like, you know.
Like, oh, prepared. So there's like, it's like, it's like a menu. You just like,
yeah, it was a menu. Exactly. It was a fucking menu. Like, I opened it and I saw it was a menu and I was just like, this looks awesome.
All so, right, I want you in the library with the candlestick.
Don't do it. Like, some of them will fucking do it. And like, it will just like, you know, they're the ones who put it on the menu. And if like it's something crazy, it's just like $20.65 extra.
Yeah.
Which really isn't all that much for like some of the stuff you can ask for. I asked for a simple, it's like simple stuff, but I'm not going to get into that.
You
but
got him like, jerking off in a tree?
You do have to go outside. I'm interested. I've been thinking about it. Like, does he have to like wait for like a perfect like time? Can he just do it? Like,
he's waiting for all the cars to finish driving by.
So, that's a risky move. So I'm like, I'm curious to see how it comes out. Like, yeah. You know, something tells me it's going to be, I'm like, you know, there's always the, it felt legit because it was Pornhub. So they're like a legit company.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like I can get burned on this pretty badly. Like, well, very, we'll very obvious. Like, I mean, we'll see. Very possible. Where he just doesn't make one and he just takes some money and just like, ah.
Yeah.
He didn't make my movie. He's like, what was it about?
Yeah. But, supposed to jerk off in a tree with the candlestick.
But all that being said, like, you should look around for that. Like, because it's actually pretty, it looks like cool. I mean, I guess I'll get back to you when I get mine and see if it
works. Yeah, yeah. Let me know how it works out for you. But yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I mean, I know, like, I'm sure there's like cam models out there. If you go on there, like specific cams, you can request stuff and do like private sessions.
That's different though, because it's all slow and choppy. This is like, go like take your camera and like make this.
Yeah.
You're $70.
Oh, pretty like, cool. So it's like an actual scene. Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, like, I'm not going to get it for 2 to 3 weeks. Like, so
high production quality.
Getting them like waiting for it. I keep like going on and checking, like I'm waiting for an email. Like, look for the messages. Yeah, you know, when you live alone for a while, you kind of venture into.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. Gotta.
But now saying it out loud, I think like everybody would agree that sounds awesome. And they
no, yeah, you were like almost like ashamed to say, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, fuck it, man.
I just feel bad at making him go outside.
Hey, he put it on the list.
After I did it, I was, yeah, that's what I was saying. That's like, that's what I'm saying to myself. But then, like, I'm also saying, like, I really don't need him to be outside. Like, kind of adds to it. It's like, it's totally fine doing inside too. Like, it's not a big deal. I was just like, it's only five. It's like, it's only $6. Like, you might as well get it.
I want you to jerk off in an igloo.
Deal. Yeah. It was like a $10.99 filet. Like, you're like, oh. Yeah. Cheap steak's a steak, you know. Yeah,
and why would he make it so it was like $5 to go outside? Like, if it was really that big of a deal, he's probably just gonna go in his backyard. He probably has like a closed off backyard where he can just jerk off wherever he wants
out in Italy.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be like in a public park, like, you know, sitting on a bench jerking.
That'd be
off.
Wild,
or maybe, or
that'd
maybe
be wild. That'd be a daring move. Gets me moving.
Whenever someone walks by, he just like crosses his legs real quick. He's like, walk by,
yeah.
But yeah,
so hopefully they get that sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
I'll let you know.
Good content. So I got.
That's why I did it.
That's why you did it. I got a little bit of a qualm myself. Found the gray pube the other day.
A gray pube.
Gray pube. Yeah, just one gray pube.
Well, you're Italian. You guys gray early. You guys get gray hair early, always.
I mean, like, my head's fine. Like, I don't have any gray hair on my head. Although when I was younger, I did have like a little like kind of gray patch. It went away, but So I guess it's not like a big deal, but I found it and I plucked it. It hurt. Yeah. But I was just like, I can't have that there.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of gray hair. I think I would fucking crush gray hair.
See, in my family history, we don't have hair long enough to have gray hair.
You bald?
Yeah, we bald. But I'm fine with it. Like, I have a good head.
Come to terms with baldness.
Yeah.
Rogaine.
No, I mean, like, hair is fine now. Yeah. But, like, you know, like, my dad started losing his hair by the time he was, like, 30, 35. Both my grandfathers were bald. But yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it because I have a good head for a bald head, like a shaved head. Like, I have a good like shaped head. Like, some people look weird with a shaved head.
You haven't done it before. You haven't seen shaved head tones.
I'll get a low buzz cut, but like, I can just tell by the shape of my head that I wouldn't look bad with a bald head.
Okay.
Like, I have the right shape head. Like, I got a big, it would just look like a giant bowling ball, which is fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you would look like a bowling ball.
And I'm fine with that. If I got the beard with the bowling ball, I mean, because, like, no offense, like, I don't think you would look good with a shaved head.
Totally not.
Like, you'd have, like, a skinny head, and it would just kind of look like a pinky.
I would look sick.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the whole leukemia chic going on, you know?
He's like, is Tom all right? And he's like, no. Is he just bald now, you know? Luckily for me, my father gets mistaken for Pierce Brosnan all the time. So, like,
a bad thing to have going for you.
Pierce Brosnan? No, but thanks.
my dad gets the Walter White because he's got the bald head, but he's like the goatee. Oh. So he has the Walter White going.
Speaking of that, this is like a little whatever, but Noah Syndergaard has a ponytail now. Yeah, and I did not know he was going to go with the ponytail. And if I knew that before my fantasy baseball draft, I would have completely taken that into account. He was the first pick. My first pick was in the second round. Took him right there. Thor. He comes out with a ponytail. That's a 4 runs.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have a ponytail. You give up lots of runs. I mean,
when you have ponytail, because somebody texted me like, hey, what's his name, shaved his head last year and they won the World Series. And I was just like, a ponytail and shaving your head, two totally different things.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, it's totally different. Who shaved their head?
I don't know. I can pull it up. But he was like trying to compare somebody shaving their head to growing out a ponytail.
No. A ponytail, you cannot. Yeah, it's not a good thing. And I don't like Thor, like, look, again, a little side note, like, he has the potential to be like one of the coolest pitchers in the league just based on the nickname and the kind of stuff he has. And he's just so lame.
Yeah.
It's just upsetting. Like, I'm not even a Mets fan, so I shouldn't really care, but like, I want to like him. I just can't.
Yeah.
I saw some interview with him after the game the other day where he was like comparing all the like different players in the Mets to different animals. And he called himself a cat. Like, really? That's what you go with? You get to choose any animal you want and you go with a cat. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get out of my face. Fucking loser, ponytail bitch.
Like, I don't give a shit about the Mets. They're in the National League.
Yeah. No,
it's
I don't either.
Like, they're like, yeah, you're in the same city, but you're like so, like you do not matter in one bit to, like, from now to the World Series, do the Mets matter? But, like, they just chirp and they act like we're the dicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, well, like, what are you picking? Like, they're like, fuck the Yankees and all this. And then, like, you go at the Mets and they're just like, fucking Yankee fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like,
you guys have this little brother complex. You're just like standing there, just like pulling on our shirt. And then when we turn around and like give you a little push, you're like, oh, what the fuck, man?
They're like, I feel like all Mets fans are also Red Sox fans.
Oh, 100%.
So but then they act like they don't care because, oh, you don't have nothing to do with us. Like, then shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Yeah,
go play the Marlins.
as soon as the Mets are out of it, which is usually pretty early, then they become Red Sox fans.
Yeah, it's so annoying. You
don't see me rooting for the Phillies or the Nationals or the Braves because I don't care. You're in a different league. I don't give a shit.
Imagine we're just like, go Phillies.
Yeah, I would never root for the Phillies.
Fuck that.
For other reasons, but fuck
that. I probably hate the Phillies way more than I hate the fucking Mets because of the World Series that we had. And
yeah, that was just dealing with them for 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, they are the most obnoxious people in the world.
Philly?
Yeah, just Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Between them, the Eagles, and they're the biggest fair weather fans. Like, I remember when we were freshmen, the Sixers made the playoffs as like an 8 seed.
Yeah,
and everyone was the biggest Sixers fan, and then they started sucking again. And you didn't know anything about the Sixers?
That's because they're—I mean—they're a football town. I mean, they don't care. I mean, like the Sixers, they're definitely NBA Fairweather fans, but like the NBA stinks and they've been terrible forever. Well, and
but even with the Eagles, like as soon as like, you know, and same thing with the Phillies, like they had that good couple of years and then they started sucking and you never heard anything from them again.
Yeah,
the Eagles, I mean, they had the dream team and then that didn't work out. You didn't hear anything from them. Like they just like whatever teams had, they were Flyers fans for a little bit and they sucked and now they don't give a shit about the Flyers. Like,
yeah.
They're just
gotta be like, see, like we went 5-11 last year. Here I am, proudly wearing my Buccaneers logo, ready for people to ask me questions. Like I'm always at a press conference, you know. Like people are just like, "Oh, Bucks, huh?" And I'm just like, "Yeah, I'm not a bandwagon. I'm here. I'm invested."
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway,
and they threw batteries at Santa Claus.
Yes, they did. I mean, come on.
And so,
why would you have batteries?
Yeah, well, they put the did they put the batteries in the snowballs? Which is just diabolical.
That's a fucking. At least it probably softens the landing of the batteries a little bit.
I guess makes the softballs a lot harder.
Depends where it hits. Depends where you get hit with the batteries.
I love the one story of the guy that just like made himself throw up on a kid wearing like a different jersey. Like whatever team.
I never heard that.
Yeah, I think it was like a Philly fan throwing up on like a. I don't know what team it was, but the kid, there's a little kid wearing like a different jersey for a different, you know, whatever the away team was. And he just stuck his fingers down his throat and just threw up on the kid. It's like a 10-year-old kid.
The funniest one, we went to a Ranger game in Philadelphia and Dante had like a Callahan jersey on. And he was just this big, gigantic blue like thing in a sea of orange. Every time, every person that walked by when we were going to our seats was like giving him the finger and just fuck you, fuck the Rangers. Woo! And then they high five poor Dante. It was like he's getting railroaded. I think we won that game. It was a fucking awesome game. They fucking fought right off the face off.
Nice.
First face off of the game. But all right, let's go to segment four here, which is Tone's Bones. I've got a bone to pick with you. All right, so bone to pick. This is, I assume, mutual bone. Jussie Smollett. Mm. How about this asshole? This liar, cheat, and a thief getting off scot-free.
Yeah, what? I mean, I didn't look too much into it. I just saw the headline. Do you know why he got, like, did he make a deal? Like, why?
He made a deal with the prosecutor, by doing fucking community service. And, like, they're saying, like, I forget how much the investigation cost, but it was, like, fucking a ton of money.
Oh, I'm sure.
The city. And
high profile.
It was 16 counts that they had.
Yeah.
And he just went in and like she well, so now the prosecutor who dropped the case, she's under federal investigation. Mm. Trump was just like, what the fuck is this? There's no way. This guy just fucking made up a gigantic hate crime, caused a national or just a global fucking shitstorm, and it made America just still look so racist. And he made it up. The whole thing was a fucking bust.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see her like in an episode of Empire coming up.
Like no, they already wrote him off.
Oh, they wrote him off? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. But it doesn't matter. Who the fuck watches Empire anyway other than David Deal? Like, it's just, I'm surprised the show's still on. But
people watch it. I don't, but it's...
I think they just accidentally leave their TV on after a football game because they went to go eat dinner.
That's possible.
And they come back and like, what the Empire's on? Shit.
That's what most of the 60 Minutes like viewings are, is people that fell asleep like after the four, like during the 4 o'clock game.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know how this is gonna work out. I really hope that they fucking get some justice for him. Chris Rock roasted him last night at the NAACP awards ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, and he was just like, everybody was cracking up. So, like, you know, they're just like, this guy.
Yeah,
I think he pissed off black people more than he pissed off anybody because they're sitting here fighting for everything, and then you go ahead and make some shit up like this.
Yeah, like we got enough shit on our, you know, enough actual shit to deal with, and you just have to make something up.
Yeah,
like, it's a whole boy who cried wolf thing. Like,
it's just like, I mean, like when you watch his like, you know, news interview when he was like going over like the story, and you just know it's a completely fabricated thing. I'm like, this guy is so fucking weird.
Yeah, he's sociopath almost.
I got a ricochet shot because he's gay too. Not good for us.
No, not good. Not good for. I mean, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know, man. He's. We'll see what happens with it. But community service. That's what happens when you're famous. Like, if he wasn't famous, like I don't think he would have gotten off.
Exactly.
Like, there's no reason why he should have gotten off. Like, It's not like he made a deal. He made a plea. Like, there's nothing. There's nothing to, you know, make a deal for. Like, you're the only one involved in this, and you're responsible for it. Like, how could you get out of it scot-free? It doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. So, yeah, fuck that guy. That's my bone.
Yeah. Okay. I have a bone with the delivery driver at my job.
Oh,
right. Did I do this on here?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I did. Okay. Because this happened a couple of weeks ago. We haven't done a bone in a while.
Delivery driver.
Yeah. The guy who brings all the fish. Oh. Right. So it's the company called Halls, right? That's the name of the shipping company. So truck's supposed to get there at 4 a.m. Right. So by the time, you know, we get there at 5, we can start setting up. This guy, and he has gotten a little bit better, but for like 3 weeks straight, at least twice a week, he would show up like 8, 9, 10 o'clock.
And what time is he supposed to be there?
4 a.m.
Oh.
And his excuse was that the truck broke down.
Oh.
Now, I'm not an expert. I don't have, a truck driver's license. I've never driven a truck.
Mm-hmm.
But if your truck is breaking down twice a week, one, either you're lying.
Yeah.
And because he told the people receiving that there's times that he'll just pull over and take a nap.
Yeah.
That was like one of the first things he told them, like when he first started driving. So one, either you're lying and you're pulling over to take a nap. Or two, you don't know how to drive a truck and you keep fucking it up. Maybe you're shifting gears wrong or whatever. I don't know. Again, I don't know how it works. But your truck should not be breaking down twice a week.
No.
And this guy, he'll just show up and he'll just like act like nothing's wrong. It's like, I got special orders. I got people waiting for their stuff and we haven't showed up yet just because you decided to take a nap.
Yeah.
Like now I look like the asshole.
Yeah.
And you don't have to deal with the customer. You don't have to deal with any of that shit.
Yeah.
And then when it all shows up late, like you have like, you're behind and you're trying to set up quick. And then it's just like at least when it shows up early in the morning, you can kind of take your time setting up. Now I'm in a rush. I'm sweating and it's cold and I'm sweating. So I'm even more cold. Yeah. And I got to go in the freezer and now it's freezing and the sweat's freezing to me. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just like this one guy is making my life way more difficult.
Truck drivers are interesting. Like you see the same ones all the time, but I mean, that's a ridiculous amount of time to be late, like 4 hours. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
get it. He's got to get in a better sleep cycle, like
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to have to be at this place at 4 a.m, make sure you get enough sleep the night before. Like, and they have laws to make sure you can't drive like too much. So it's not like he's been driving all these other trucks. Like,
yeah,
like he should be rested.
Well, maybe that's why he's a truck driver. He's not a very good worker.
Well, if you
I've met a lot of people who are truck drivers who should not be operating that size of equipment. Oh yeah,
no, truck drivers are a special breed.
I've seen like one of our old delivery drivers. He used to drive with his wife. First of all, she was on the road with him at all times, even though she didn't work for the company. But he was like, they're both like a 70-year-old couple. He barely spoke any English. He's like this little like Portuguese guy. He had to be like no bigger than 5'2". And like he was so bad at backing into the gate, it would take him like 4 times to do it. And like all of a sudden, there would be 3 trucks trying to get in the parking lot, and they have to like back up traffic because this guy's trying to park an 18-wheeler.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I do not want to be anywhere close to this fucking guy going at high speeds.
No, yeah, you see some of these guys like I do not trust them to drive.
I want to see what it looks like to get a license to drive one of those things because like that is, and plus it's, I mean, so much weight. Like you fuck up with that, you're killing like a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, if you fuck up, you're most likely fine, but then you just take out like 3 lanes of traffic.
It depends how you crash because your little cabin is so small. Like,
yeah,
like the load is coming through. Like, I mean, because you have like 25 pallets that weigh 36,000 pounds. It's just gonna fucking, that'll bust through.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to be a truck driver. No. You know what? I take that back. I think I would.
It's definitely something to be said about just hitting the open road and just riding for hours.
Yeah.
You know,
a big rig. Like I have no idea what the pay is like for a truck driver.
It's not bad. I mean, it's definitely not like, you're not making, I mean, maybe if you do it enough, you can make close to 6 figures.
One of my customers, Rudders, which is like a gas station / you can get food there. Okay. They're putting in sports betting into all of their locations. So it's going to be like a mini truck stop.
Shit.
Yeah, like sports book / gas station rest stop.
Yeah.
This and that.
That's interesting.
Truckers just like they're betting sports.
But it's like then you hop back in that truck and you can't watch the game.
Listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Live by the radio.
Yeah. That's true. They probably got XM or something.
Yeah. Truck drivers calling into, they call into fucking radio shows all the time. But all right. Anyway, let's get to our fifth segment here, which is Bingeaholics.
Houston, we have a problem.
So, all right. So last night, totally baked. It was Tex and Tones, like baseball players and like what character is most similar to them in Thrones. It was like, you know, Ned Stark, Babe Ruth.
King Robert was Babe Ruth.
King Robert was Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig was Ned.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Like based on their legacy, like who would they be in Thrones?
Yeah.
So Tones has come up with pretty much an entire 25-man roster, but
let's
go through the starting nine and see how long that takes. And then we'll save your bench if we have to.
Okay. So I actually have them in order by position, like my batting lineup. Like I have it all.
All right.
So,
cool.
So leading off, I got Ty Cobb, who's Ramsey Bolton, because they're both just assholes.
Yeah. Ty Cobb, dick. Yeah,
but they're both very good at what they do.
Right.
Hitting second, I got Pete Rose, who is Braun. They're both kind of, you know, dirtbags, like in a good way. You know, they kind of like grit and grind their way to the top of the ladder.
Pete Rose, you know, he's more like Reek. The character is a hold. Whatever. I don't even know what his real name is. Because he fucked up big time. Just like
Pete Rose. Yeah, but like I don't know. I feel like Pete Rose is a likable guy. Reek's not very likable. Braun's likable. I mean, at least that's from my perspective. That's what
I like. Braun.
That's why you should have made your own list so we could have compared and contrasted it. But I digress.
Sorry, I didn't make a list.
Hitting third, I got A-Rod, who's Jorah Mormont. The reason behind this is because Jorah was at his peak, one of the best in the game, you know, in terms of fighting, but then he was disgraced multiple times. Right. You know, he was exiled from Westeros, and then Khaleesi exiled him. But now he's back, and everyone likes him again.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's still like a cloud hanging over his head.
Yeah, there's still that cloud.
Mormont will never get into the Game of Thrones Hall of Fame because he tried to betray Khaleesi's father.
Yeah, and Khaleesi. Yeah. So batting cleanup, I got Babe Ruth. King Robert playing DH.
Yep. The king, sloppy, loves to eat.
Just eat, drink, and fuck.
Wine!
More wine!
I fucking love that guy. I there were a lot of spoilers. Like, I knew Ned was going to die when I first started and all this. I didn't know about King Robert. I knew, like, it's Game of Thrones, so the Thrones has to be open. You know, like, I knew it was coming, but, like, I didn't know that I was going to like King Robert so much.
Yeah.
One episode, he's just like, I got fucking attacked by a boar. I'm bleeding out. Here are my terms. I'm like, oh,
shit. Damn. That's it. So, number five, I got Ted Williams, who is Jaime Lannister.
Yep.
They're both playing for the wrong side, but you got to respect the game, you know.
Right.
Number six, I got Prince Oberyn. It's Reggie Jackson. Both very talented. Both talk a lot of shit. Sometimes it comes to bite me the ass.
Prince Oberyn, the guy who got killed by the mountain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Batting seventh, I got Yogi. As Tyrion. They're both of short stature, and they have profound words.
Yep.
Very, very profound sayings. Batting number eighth, I got Kevin Euclid as Tormund, the wildling with the big red beard.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Nice. You know, even just the way he swings, he's got like the axe chopping like motion.
Yeah. And he was savage. Shout out Moneyball to Moneyball, Kevin Euclid. Yeah.
And then batting ninth, kind of the second leadoff spot, I have Arya is Jose Altuve. They're both tiny, but they pack a punch.
Okay.
So that's my starting nine. And I got a rotation now, right?
Right.
So you know, first in rotation, Roger Clemens is Beric Dondarrion, the guy with the eye patch that keeps getting brought back.
Yep.
Roger Clemens is the Rocket, and then this guy with the Fire God.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, Roger Clemens retired and came back the same way Dondarrion died and came back.
Right.
Second in rotation, I got Tom Glavin.
Ooh.
Is Stannis.
Oh.
Because they're both very good, but they're both like, who cares at the end of the day?
Overshadowed by Maddox and fucking.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's still a Hall of Famer, but it's just like,
who's the first rotation behind two way better players? Somehow, Smoltz and Maddox. Greg Maddox, let me tell you something. Maddux doesn't get talked about enough.
No, he doesn't.
He's like the greatest pitcher of all time.
It's because he didn't have like the flashy stuff. He just hit all of his spots. Like, you know, he's
perfect. I mean, other than Nolan Ryan, because Nolan Ryan was just awesome. But like when it came to like technical pitching, like Maddux was like the best.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was. I mean, just it's unbelievable.
Anyway.
Number three, I got Curt Schilling as the Sparrow. Just two right wing religious nuts.
Yeah.
number four, I got Bartolo, Big Sexy, as Sam.
Sam. Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, Bartolo, especially towards the end of his career, didn't really get by on stuff. It was more just like, you know, smart.
He had some heat back in the day.
He did back in the day. I'm talking about, like, you know, Big Sexy Bartolo, like, yeah, towards the end, where, you know, he would throw like 92, but he would just throw straight fastballs and just, yeah, like hit the corners and just be smart with how he pitched. And
he worked.
Like, yeah, he worked kind of like Sam. Like, you know, he's not a good fighter at all. You know, he have, but he's smart and he's alive.
At the end of the day, he's alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bartolo, I mean, he's still pitching. I know he's on our team. I don't know if he's in our rotation.
Yeah, I don't know.
He wouldn't be a fucking, like, he wouldn't come.
No, no, he's probably got enough money unless he just eats so much. And then the fifth member of the rotation, Jamie Moyer, is Sir Barristan. He's the guy that fighting for, you know, the Tom Brokaw guy, the guy who looks like
Tom Brokaw. Yeah, thank you.
It's like he was good in his heyday, very good, but then he kind of just stuck around too long and it came back to bite him.
Jamie Moyer, who was throwing 78 mile an hour heaters when he was like, how old? He was like, what, 40?
48.
Yeah, he's like 48.
Yeah. Something crazy like old, that.
I could not let the game go.
No, you got to respect it. And, you know, he's a fellow Hawk with the St. Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So for the bullpen, Bob Wickman, Sir Davos.
Okay.
Because when Bob Wickman was a kid, he had a hedge clipper accident, lost, you know, parts of his fingers. Right. Sir Davos got his fingers chopped off by Stannis.
Yeah.
Kyle Farnsworth is you remember at Hard Home, the episode of Hard Home when the Walkers attack the Wildlings?
Yeah.
When Jon Snow saving him, put him on the boat.
Yeah.
There's the one Wildling who tries to fight the White Walker and just dies like immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Kyle Farnsworth, because he's just like a lunatic and he thinks he's like big and strong, but then he goes out there and just gives up a home run right away.
Yeah, but that guy, he's responsible for the greatest brawl in MLB history just when it comes to fucking punches.
Yeah, like, no, it's true. But
one of my favorite, like, he was so bad on the Yankees, but I always loved him because it's like this guy, like, if we ever get into it with the Red Sox, like, Kyle Farnsworth is a guy you want, like, on the mound if things get heated. He's got a fucking jiu-jitsu and he's a black belt and he's fucking huge.
A little fun fact, I played high school baseball with Mariano Rivera Jr.
Oh.
And he used to say how, like, Kyle Farnsworth was a lunatic and nobody wanted to fuck with him. Like, everyone got away from Kyle. Like, he's just a madman.
And he's huge. Yeah, he literally has the build of Superman.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just a huge frame, big guy, strong.
And knows how to fight.
Yeah. And knows how to fight. Yeah.
Never want to get on the bad side of a loose cannon who knows how to fight.
No, not at all.
What'd you say to me?
All right, so we got Jonathan Papelbon. This is Joffrey.
Yeah.
Fuck both of them.
Fuck that guy.
Little weasels. Little douchebags. Dellin Betances is Jack and Hagar, the faceless man. Because every time he comes out, you don't know who you're getting.
Yeah.
You don't know if you're getting a stud or the bust.
That's the thing. People always chirp him. It's like, I cannot sit here and tell you if he's good. Like, he's got the stuff. Yeah. Like, we know he's got, like, the most insane, gnarly stuff. It's just,
if he could throw strikes, that's it.
They're hard pitches to throw. His stuff moves. Like, it's hard to fucking, like, not, like, they tell you not to try to steer the ball, just, like, throw. And with his stuff, there's so much movement and mechanics. Like, it's easy to fuck that up mentally.
And his thing, too, is, like, he doesn't, like, give up a lot of hits. Is he just walks guys. Right. And he has such, like, a long windup that the guys start stealing. And he gets, like, you know, he gets conscious of it. So he starts speeding up his delivery. And he can't throw strikes. It's just snowballs.
Yeah.
But and the last bullpen pitcher I got is Tanyon Sturts. And
Tanyon Sturts. Holy shit. What a fucking throwback.
He's Podrick Payne. You know. Just because, I mean, like, they always used to talk about how Tanyon Sturts, they picked him up off the scrap heap.
Yeah.
Same thing kind of happened to Podrick, where, I don't know if you know the backstory, but the guy that he was squiring for stole a ham and they were going to execute both of them, but then like they realized who his like what his family name was, so they just kind of Tyrion, you take him.
Yeah,
and he kind of worked his way up, and now he can actually kind of fight a little bit. Yeah, he's got a hammer, you know.
Yeah, that's a good one. Wasn't Tanyan starts the one when we got into a brawl with the Red Sox? He came out bleeding.
I like, think out so. Of his ear. Yeah. Yeah,
he looked like such a big, gentle giant, like a nice guy, but then like
he was huge, but he looked kind of soft. Like he was such a big guy, but he was a little puffy. He didn't throw very hard.
It's a gentle giant, you know. Yeah, he came out bleeding.
And I just have some bench players real quick. I'll run through them. Jacoby Ellsbury is Bran, because for a while he was kind of
Bran again. This is the second appearance of Bran.
No, we didn't have a Bran yet.
Yeah, we did. You did
Braun. Braun.
Oh.
Yeah, that was Pete Rose.
Who's Braun?
Pete Rose.
No, I know, but in the show.
He was the guy that was with Tyrion, and then he's with Jaime. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, Ellsbury was kind of built up to be, like, really important for the Yankees, and then he kind of disappeared for a couple seasons, and then he popped back up again recently, and you're like, oh, yeah, like, he's around.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of just forgot about him.
He's like the guy you want to be, the fat kid who makes bread, like, in the restaurant. That's Ellsbury at this point. Completely off the grid, off the team, but he's, like, out there making bread and meat pies.
I'm here, guys. I'm here.
I may not be playing baseball, but I'm making meat pies. Like, what's he going to do when the walkers come? He's like, he doesn't know.
No, he's not fighting. He's going to offer him bread.
If it was the end of the world and the White Walkers were attacking, Ellsbury would be like, I can't. Like, I'm hurt.
I can't walk on flat ground yet.
Like, how is he so hurt he's not on the field still? Like, it's baseball.
He was started throwing recently, and he was running on flat ground. What's
wrong with him right now?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable. Like
I don't even want him to play at this point. I don't want him taking up a roster spot.
They must hate him in the clubhouse.
He just forget about him. It's like, yo, he hasn't been here in years. Like, what?
But he's making $24 million a year.
Like, yeah. I mean, but the insurance is paying it all. It's not like the Yankees have to pay it, which is good.
Still, like, he's walking in on
it. Yeah. He's still making
$24 million a year. Aaron Judge makes like $20,000.
Yeah. So we got Gary Sanchez, backup catcher, is Euron Greyjoy.
Okay.
And the reason behind that is because, especially in the books, Euron was like a savage, right? You know, he was kind of like before he came in the show, they were billing him as like, you know, worse than Ramsay Bolton.
Yeah.
Savageness. And he's just overall been kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Very much so.
Gary had lost
all faith in Gary Sanchez.
Yeah. I haven't lost all faith, but I mean, he had that first couple months when he came up where he was amazing. And then last year, he was just awful. So we'll see what happens. Bobby Abreu is the Hound. Bobby Abreu was terrified of the wall. Anything hitting near the wall, he would go within 10 feet of the wall, just the way the Hound is afraid of fire.
Yeah.
Greg Bird is Sansa. They both suck.
Mm-hmm.
This one is actually a made-up character, or a fictional character, not made up. Remember Serrano from Major League?
Yeah, the closer?
No, the Cuban guy. The Cuban guy that hit all the home runs. He couldn't hit the curveball.
Oh, yeah, when he fucking kisses his bat and runs the bases with it.
With Jobu. So he's Melisandre, right, the fire priestess. So the reason behind this is because, you know, he's loyal to Jobu the whole movie. Same thing, Melisandre, she's loyal to the fire god. And then when Stannis dies, she kind of loses faith for a little bit. Same thing when Serrano can't hit the curveball. And he's just like, if Jobu no let me hit curveball, I say, fuck you, Jobu. And then he hits the curveball and he hits the home run and he comes back.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like Melisandre when she brings back Jon Snow and she gets faith again.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of parallel. I got two more.
All right.
No, we've been going for a while. Brienne's Jackie Robinson, Breaking Barriers.
WNBA night.
Yep. And then honorable mention, this is from my brother. This might warrant an over the line, but he said that Bran was like Lou Gehrig.
Why? Because he's a cancer?
Because he can't walk.
Oh, because he can't walk.
Because he got the whole ALS thing. But that's 25 man roster. That's all I did yesterday afternoon. Just came up with that shit.
Yeah, I just did that off. I forgot what even like. I actually just ironically got a Grindr message saying, "Hey man, I wonder who that is." By somebody I talked to last night that I can't remember.
Yeah,
I'm not in the mood to get laid anymore. I don't know what it is.
Too much.
I'd rather fucking direct porn videos for $69 and send them off and wait for them.
Yeah.
You know, but all right, let's get to our classic four-pack talk of Flicks Hybrid here. Hit it, Kane.
You like films? Sure.
All right, so we watched the Serbian film. We're only going to talk about the Serbian film on this one because it's we have to. I didn't watch the other movie. I don't even remember what it's called, but I'll get to it. So, yeah, it lived up to the hype. I didn't. Oof. So, well, I guess quick backstory. Great porn star. He's retired. Got a family and kids. Gets an offer on paper. He can't refuse. All it said was you get X amount of money, which was a ton. But the art behind it was that you never know what it's going to be. Like, it's just you show up and you'll have a mic in your ear from the director and he'll tell you what to do. A lot of children under the age of 18 by a lot, 13-year-olds just kind of sitting there and he's got to go like fuck the mom while like the girl or the daughter watches. And like, you're like, right, this is like really, this is really weird.
Very weird. Yeah. You're just sitting there watching you get your dick sucked.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on here?
Then it gets weird. Then it gets like, and then it spirals out of control. So the infamous baby fuck scene, like I thought, because it's so infamous and like you read about it and you're like, you're expecting like, yeah, it's gonna be terrible. Like,
yeah,
you've heard about it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, like it was bad, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
It was for me. I thought it was almost worse just because the fucking sound effects they got for a crying baby to go with like a dick going in and like the crunching noises was the most disturbing fucking thing I've ever seen. And it's not even close.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. It was definitely awful, awful, awful. But from the way it was.
One second. I'm sorry. I'm bleeding everywhere. I have to get a Band-Aid. One second. Fuck.
So gay. He's getting a period now.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Second rank. Okay. All set.
Okay.
Ow.
You're getting periods now. You're bleeding all over the place.
Bleeding through my thumb. Okay.
It was awful, awful, awful. But from the way it was described, I thought you would have seen more of the baby fucking. Not that I wanted to see more.
No, yeah. You thought it was going to be like a full on. Like, I thought it was going to be the porn star having to like do that act like as a porno thing. But like,
yeah,
the scene is basically the guy who's directing, who's the crazy person who actually directed the actual film and then made himself like the main character in the movie as the director.
Yeah.
Like, I think this guy is fucked. Yeah. he pretty much shows him like, this is the future of porn or whatever. And it's this woman giving birth. And it's like this fucking big, gigantic, dominant dude. I don't know what you want to call him. He's got like, he's a big fat dude.
Yeah.
Gross. Delivers the baby and then just whips his dick out and then just like does it and watches. It was awful.
My thing with that was like, so he was kind of like unsure about whether he wanted to do this based on, you know, the first couple scenes with like,
cause he didn't know what he's like, I don't know how comfortable I am without knowing.
Right. It kind of kept getting more like, you know, progressively worse. And then the guy's like, no, check this out. Check this out. And he shows him the baby fucking scenes. Like, that's supposed to convince him. Like, that's what you went with to convince him to like keep shooting. Like, you think he would do a little bit like less, like show him.
He was like newborn porn. It's the next big thing. He was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? It ran out of the place.
Yeah.
This is a classic example of, not reading enough of what you sign, but it wasn't like, that was one of the plot holes. Like I would have just stopped showing up and just given up the money early. Like, they did come and drug him. And
right. Well, that's how it all started. Was they drugged him with meth and cow aphrodisiac. And he was just like,
fuck like a horse. Like, he was a crazy person. Yeah.
And he was chopping people's heads off and shit while he was fucking them.
Yeah.
There was a couple of laugh out loud funny moments in the film though.
Oh yeah. He kills a guy with his dick.
Yeah, he skull fucks him to death. there was that, and then the one where he's like in this kind of drug stupor, like horned up drug stupor, and he's in the house with like an old lady and then the little girl from before whose mom he was fucking and then later beheaded. And she's saying like, oh, you're going to, what do you call it, like a virgin communion or something? Like basically saying you're just going to like fuck this underage girl. And he just runs and jumps out the window. He just like panics and just jumps out the window. And the director's standing there. He turns around. He's like, go get him. The film just ran out the window.
Yeah. And then like, I don't know what the guy was trying to do with like, if you're trying to make like a cheesy horror movie, but it was also really like, it was like Baskin. It felt like Baskin. Like in the way, because like Serbian, so it was that kind of language and those kinds of people.
Yeah,
but like it was, it had. You could see what he was kind of trying to do with the shock value, I guess. But it was just like, oh, like where do you get these ideas, man?
Well, I mean, I get like shock value, but I just don't see the point of the shock value here. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess he had some kind of message you were trying to say about the Serbian government.
He said it was, this is what the people of Serbia are like, serving that government. And like, that's, I don't know what he meant. I mean, like, it's more like you watch the movie and you're just like, this guy sat down. I was like, what's the most fucked up thing you can think about?
Yeah.
And like, let's put it into a movie for shock value. Well, and like, then those guys who just fucking go all the way to the top, the untouched stuff. That,
yeah,
like, you can't film, but I'll get a way to film it.
Yeah, I mean the, the baby fucking scene was obviously rough, but that last scene,
so he's on those drugs where he's just like not right at all, like he's just a possessed person with a fucking, I need to fuck.
Yeah,
right. And then there's two bodies that are covered in blankets, and he just runs over and starts pounding one. And then he switches to the next bed and does the other one. And it turns out the second one covered in a blanket was his son. And
it was
I kind of could tell like that. That's where we're going. I kind of knew that ahead of time. And like this, just the sound effects and the detail this guy went through to make it like real. Like, I mean, like the bone crunching of him putting his dick in his son was so bad. Like that's, I'm like, oh my God. And then he realizes at the end of his brother, who's like I thought he was gay the whole time.
He was a scumbag regardless.
Who wanted to fuck the guy's wife the whole movie.
Yeah. He was like talking to her at one point. He had like just run to the bathroom, jerk off real quick.
So weird. So they end up, his brother is fucking his wife right next to him while he fucks his son. Imagine reading that script. And then, after he realizes and he gets out of his sedative state, like him, his wife and his son, like are all laying in bed. And then he takes a gun, aims it in his stomach and then kills all three of them.
Yeah.
And then there's just a guy walks in. He's like, all right, let's shoot. And like gets a camera crew in there. And then the movie ends.
Yeah. He's like, start with the little boy first.
Movie ended. I was like, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. It was, I'm going to put a Jesus Christ in there. Just overall,
that's the review is Jesus Christ.
But so hold on, you said that you liked the movie. Did you say that? I thought
it was like actually well done.
See, I disagree. I thought it had no redeeming qualities whatsoever.
I thought the acting was very good.
As far as you can go with, yeah, I mean, I guess the acting was fine, but like,
I think if I'm watching a foreign movie, the acting is always going to be great because like, I'm not really, I'm reading the subtitles and like, also it's just a different like type of people.
Yeah. And also if you're watching a foreign movie, most likely you're watching like one of the better foreign movies out there.
Like, yeah. You're not gonna watch it. Like, cause I don't know anything about their country. So I just like, when I see like Baskin was a good movie because it was in a like Turkish and like, I don't know anything about Turkey. So when I see a Turkish movie, like it's like the first one I've ever seen. I just assume that's what Turkey is like.
Yeah.
This is Serbia now. So.
Serbia is fucked up.
Before it was Jan Vesely, and now it's Serbian movie, Serbian film.
Yeah, I don't know.
Too much kid fucking, but
yeah, way too much for my taste.
I don't know. I don't want to say it's good. It stuck with me. Like it scarred me, I guess is a better way to put it. Like I keep thinking about it, and I don't want to. It just pops in, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I won't think about it, but then something. Like I'll see something that'll remind me of it, and I'll just be like, ugh, I'll feel like a little chill or shiver.
Yeah. But then, like at the end of the day, when a movie sticks with you, like that's what a good horror movie's supposed to do.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even consider it scary though. I wouldn't consider it a horror.
Yeah, it's
just like a gore fest. I don't like just. I don't know. See, it's just like such a weird, ridiculous.
I felt like I was doing something illegal watching that movie.
Yeah, you're watching a snuff film or something.
Like know? We had to watch it on YouTube, and like there's nowhere to buy it, and like it's banned in 8 countries. I'm sitting there watching this. Like, am I like gonna get in trouble?
But see, that's I don't understand how that's on YouTube.
I don't know either. It's not supposed to be. But
with my old podcast, like we got banned for playing, like someone was playing music on their phone, and we got suspended for playing music.
Wow.
Like playing someone's song, and they have the fucking Serbian film up there. Baby.
The whole movie.
Whole movie. Like it doesn't make any sense to me. Like
if you made a movie and like it's banned in all these countries, like you probably didn't do well in the box office.
Yeah. No.
If it's banned in countries, there's a very good chance that local movie theaters would not show it. So he probably didn't make any money off of it. Maybe like cut a deal with YouTube or something. Like get it out. Like I'm not gonna file a copyright, like you know, the movie was a bust, yeah. But it's got the reputation. If you want to watch it, like there you go.
It doesn't make sense. Like little fun story. The old YouTube account that I used to make my old podcast on, I think it's permanently banned now. But the reason why, so I got suspended for violating the sexual conduct policy or whatever. I don't know what. Like we were just sitting here talking like this. We weren't even like I wasn't. And I messaged them and I was just like, I asked them to review it. I was like, look, if I knew that I was going to
threw the challenge flag,
I threw the challenge flag and they still like, they still like, you know, reinforced it. I don't know how. I watched the whole episode over. I didn't see anything.
After reviewing the film, rolling up the fans.
Call Stan. So
I sexual misconduct.
I messaged them again. I was like, look, if I knew I was going to get suspended, like, you know, for, you know, sexual conduct, I would have at least got my money's worth and started jerking off on camera. I would have whipped my dick out, and they banned me after that message.
Yeah,
I was like pissed. I was just yelling at them.
But now they, I mean, it's new staff.
Use a different email.
They're trying to go with a different look. Be more open to stuff.
Yeah,
as in anything ever, like borderline child porn. We'll put up here, but yeah, that the director's wiki page. He made a couple movies since, but he doesn't even identify himself as a director anymore. He's like fully committed to being a musician. So,
I guess it didn't work.
I mean, like at the end of the day, he's the asshole. So,
yeah, I wonder what kind of music.
Nobody buys records.
Does he make like death metal? Like what kind of music?
I don't know. I don't listen. I don't want to give him any views because I want him out. Movies like this should not be made.
Could you imagine this guy being like an accountant or something? Like like just sitting there thinking all these sick thoughts at his desk.
I got a great script idea. This would really get me over the top to Hollywood. People,
like, all right. Newborn porn.
You're fucking fire. Yeah. Shock value. Think about it. It's like, what a cheap way to get shock value, just to put the most disturbing thing you could think of into a movie.
Yeah.
That's not shock value. Shock value is like, I don't know. I don't have an example on the top of my head, but you get it. Let's get out of there. I don't want to talk about this movie anymore.
Are we doing ratings or are we just doing Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ overall score.
Jesus Christ.
The first ever and probably the last ever, that unless something tops it. But that's actually a good segue. Because my new movie assignment for you is Requiem for a Dream.
Mm, okay. Yeah, I've never seen this.
Which is another, like, when you go to Reddit threads and, like, the question is, like, what's the most fucked up movie you've ever seen? It's Serbian films always, like, I don't know why people still ask that question, but Serbian films always one of the Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
Always second, sometimes takes first, but it's not. I mean, like, I kind of wish we did this in reverse order because it's probably going to have the same effect after seeing something like that. But it is pretty intense seeing heroin addiction, like what it really looks like, and like good acting and good production.
Yeah.
And like drug abuse. And like it's when you see people getting like heroin withdrawals, you're just like, that's a good enough reason never to get into that stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you do get addicted, if you can't get it, like imagine that's probably worse than anything.
Worse than anything. Yeah. I can only imagine.
So that's after this one, I'll give you something fun. We can do like,
okay.
Give you a funny
more lighthearted.
We'll lighten it up. Like yeah. Now that it gets nice and sunny out, but and then am I still watching the film that I was supposed to watch? But then,
yeah, Ruthless People. We'll stick with that.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll stick with those.
All right, let's get to our 4-pack question here. Other than the Serbian film, what movie left you permanently scarred?
I'm gonna go with Arachnophobia.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Yeah.
A really good one.
Like I before that, I don't remember really being scared of spiders. And then after that, there's like a before, there's like two kind of same thing with the Serbian film. There's like a before and after you watch it. Same thing with Arachnophobia. There's a before part of your life and then an after part of your life.
Yeah, that's one, that's so true. It's ridiculous. Like I can literally, I know I'm scarred because I can remember the first time I saw that movie, and that was like 1997.
Yeah.
I was with my babysitter, Jennifer fucking she's dead now. She died. Oh, God.
Jesus, R.I.P.
I know. Yeah, R.I.P. I forget how she died.
But was she dead. An older lady or?
No, she was young. She died young. Oh. She got some rare thing. I forget her last name, which is weird. I can't believe I forgot it. But anyway, yeah, she was babysitting us, and she brought it over on VHS. She brought it.
Terrible babysitter. No offense.
Knowing that she's babysitting a whole bunch of kids. Six. And we watched it. Now, yeah, I remember before and after, like my life, like that movie was not fun to watch.
No, just thinking about that movie makes me itchy. You know, I'm just like,
just a fucking spider problem from hell. Like I would, you know, and like, they're like vicious Venezuelan monsters who can jump and they're smart. That was the worst part, is that the spiders.
Yeah.
They're like science project spiders, and they used real spiders. None of it looked fake at all. Even the big Mama Jama who's downstairs nursing eggs. Like,
yeah, that's not the thing. They look so real. It just, I don't even
believe plot. Fucking like they were out in Venezuela. This fucking guy who's an idiot who likes to do spiders was like fucking looking at him. Some guy got bit and died, and they put him, I think it was in a coffin, and they didn't realize that one of the spiders got in and then started breeding. Yeah.
See, I don't even remember. I only saw it the one time. I don't even remember it like that in depth, but.
And it's listed as a comedy.
Is it really?
Yeah. Because why? Because John Goodman's The Exterminator. Yeah, he was funny, but that movie was way beyond
like, comedy.
That was scary. It was a horror movie. John Goodman's the hero of the day, comes in and he's just like, let's rock and roll. And then he starts shooting his fucking spider stuff and killing him. Mine is Marathon Man.
Oh, okay.
I went to the dentist the other day, and like whenever I go to the dentist, that scene pops in my brain every time. Just fucking Nazis going to town on your teeth. Like that is probably the most terrifying interrogation scene in movie history, to be honest.
Yeah. It's
Get somebody to talk, like Syriana, they ripped off George Clooney's fingernails and toenails. That was terrifying. Mm. But I mean, like, teeth is just different. Right, because so many nerves in there that you don't even think about. Like,
it's just rooted so deep in there. Like, think about when you have a toothache, how like that just debilitates you. You know, like you're done. Like you can't do anything. No, just someone just yanking them out.
Especially if you have like a cavity that you don't know that's there, and then somebody's somebody fucking like they're cleaning it, and you hit it in the wrong spot, and it's like the sharpest fucking pain.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. No, yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that whole movie, but I've seen that scene, and that's enough for me. I don't need to watch the whole movie. But that's a tough one. That definitely stays.
It's actually a very good movie. You should see it. Yeah, it's got Chief Brody in it. You know, it's kind of like a mob movie, except it's like way deeper. Like it's a guy who accidentally gets involved. It's a college student who accidentally gets involved in some shit
with Nazis.
Nazis don't really show up. Like you have a sense that they're Nazis, but then like as he gets deeper, you kind of see like the Nazi roots. But like a dentist, like that's how that scene. He just wakes up with his teeth open, like the whole thing. And they like you're real calm, and they try to ask him questions, and like if he lies, they just fucking dig into your tooth. It's the most horrifying thing of all time. So yeah, exactly. When you get reactions, like they're fucking scarred.
Yeah.
Let's try to light it up.
Let's get out of here.
Let me see these questions. all right. 20 years ago, Blockbuster was in its heyday. What is today's Blockbuster that will practically be extinct in 20 years?
I don't really think it's in its heyday right now, but Best Buy. I would say about 10 years ago was probably its heyday.
Yeah. They went bankrupt already.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they won't. They're still doing well. So I always thought when you go bankrupt, you're done. But they file for bankruptcy. And
that's a beautiful thing about America. Is like bankruptcy is just like a reset button.
Yeah,
basically, like let's just run it back.
I went bankrupt. It's like, all right.
Yeah. So I mean, didn't Trump go bankrupt like a bunch of times?
Yeah, I think it's
It's just like a reset button.
Like you know, you have a profitable business, but you just spent everything. So it's just like, all right,
Yeah.
Reset, chill, stop spending so much, you're, the next time you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the chapter. I'm really not too familiar with bankruptcy.
Chapter 11.
I'm kind of just talking out of my ass on this one.
I think chapter 11 is the reset button. That's
like
just
chapter 8. Like,
yeah. Okay. But yeah, Best Buy. I mean, like, I bought a TV recently. I just bought it on Amazon. Didn't even like
Amazon, you know, taking everybody out of business.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like, and what's so great about it is even if, you know, it's the wrong size or it doesn't work or whatever, you just send it back. They take it back. They don't charge you.
Yeah.
You know, like, so it's like people say like, oh, well, like, how do you know what you're getting with Amazon? Blah, blah, blah. But if they just do the exchange for you, no problem. Then what's the big deal?
It's incredible. I got free cap with the other day because I thought that they delivered it to the wrong place. So I called and they were just like, you checked the backyard. I was like, yeah, I did. First thing I did. And, all right, we'll cancel it. All good. Like, you get your refund tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll just get my coffee the next morning. Turns out that the bag was behind my garbage can. The driver put it there to make sure that nobody stole it.
Yeah.
And, but I already got the refund and I got free cat food.
There you
like,
go.
They don't do any like, you know, like we had to investigate the refund. They're just like, you can fucking get free shit for days from Amazon. To
the how much is the cat food though?
It was like a $28. I get the premium stuff because like I don't want to deal with a dead cat.
I mean, that's nothing for them though. $28, like whatever, just give it to them.
Yeah.
Like they'd rather have you happy and keep coming.
I should order a TV and just be like, nah, I never got it. It's just like a big box. Yeah, we left it on your fucking front porch.
That they might look into. A TV. $28 box of cat food. I don't know, but a TV. Yeah, they probably look into that.
I got this answer. I think I kind of forgot what the question was when I wrote this answer, but I put Joe's Crab Shack. I mean, for me, it was heyday. Like, it was my heyday. It was Joe's. I love that. I fucking love Joe's Crab Shack. I haven't been to one in years, man, because they keep closing down. It's you spend the same amount of money at Ruth's Chris as you do at Joe's Crab Shack. And Joe's Crab Shack is a joke. Like, it's literally a fucking joke of a place. That like,
it's like a Chili's with crab legs, right?
Yeah, it's chili. Yeah. It's but like, you know, if it's your birthday, you got to put like, you know, coconut bra on, get up and dance. The whole restaurant claps and sings for you. Fun fact, by the way, restaurants who do happy birthday like that, like chains, it's all different because somebody's got, I think it's Michael Jackson owns the happy birthday song.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And it's fucked up. I mean, that should belong to the people.
Incredible investment.
That in the Beatles collection. I mean, that's right there. Yeah.
But then Disney owns Michael Jackson.
Oh,
right.
Do they? I don't know.
I don't know. I think they own his collection, his musical collection.
Right. Yeah. They don't own
him. Not a good investment right now.
No. Now it's not looking great in hindsight.
Not at all.
I'm sure they've made their money back before then, though.
Yeah. But Joe's Crab Shack, like a steam pot. Oh, yeah. It's so good, man. But like it's $38.
Mm.
Some were $46. Damn. But you get like eight crab legs. You get fucking two lobster tails, a sausage, corn on the cob, butter.
butter.
So much butter. Best part. And like, I mean, it was a perfect meal because I know you don't eat seafood, but like seafood is so tasty when you like it, but it doesn't fill you up, so you can eat so much of it.
Yeah.
Like crab legs, there's nothing better than a fret. Like, you get the crab leg perfect and you just rip out all the meat. You're just like, aha. Like, shove it down your face. It's doused in butter. Your hands are so dirty. You wear a bib. It's a blast. I had a birthday there when I was like 23. My parents were like, where do you want to go to dinner for your birthday? And I was like, fucking Joe's Crab Shack. Let's do it. And we went. And my dad was like, I'm never going there again. That was the worst. Like, I just dropped so much fucking money. Place is a joke. The food was average. But anyway, okay. So Joe's Crab Shack, unfortunately, not going to be here 20 years. I can't foresee it. Question three of the four pack here. Who's the most overrated singer musician? I'm gonna go first.
Go ahead.
Beyonce.
That's good. Yeah, fuck Beyonce.
How many millions of followers did she have? Like, is she more famous for her? Is she famous for her music? Like,
yeah, it's just
only name one, the single ladies.
No, I mean, she definitely has a catalog. I'm not a fan of her music. Like, when I was in college, my mom was working for Pepsi and she got like free tickets to a Beyonce concert. And she was like, do you want them? I'm like, no. I was like, give them to someone else. She gave them my cousin. I was like, I don't want them. Like, I was like, I'm not going to enjoy it. Like, I don't care about Beyonce. And she's like, really? Like, but it's Beyonce. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
I don't get it. Like, ladies, the song's not even that good. Like, every single song that Lady Gaga has ever written is better than Beyonce's.
Well, and the thing with her is, like, if you say anything bad about Beyonce online, the whole beehive comes after you.
Beehive.
Yeah.
They come chirping. Chirp right back.
And honestly, like, I don't think she's very likable either. Like, I think she's kind of standoffish, snobbish, kind of bitchy. Like,
and pretty hard. I mean, like, if you get that famous, like, I don't know how. I think it was because she was in the Goldmember, Austin Powers. Like, was that her big break? Like, I feel like it was right around then she started to, like, fucking shoot through the sky.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, she's been making music for probably close to 20 years now. I mean, she was with Destiny's Child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was big with them, and then Goldmember, and then, you know, she's been making her solo stuff. And then she married Jay-Z, which is huge, too. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just a combination of everything, and it's just like, I don't care. I don't know. She's kind of like the female Kanye, where people just go crazy with everything she does for no apparent reason.
I don't understand how people get like that, like, famous-wise. Like, if Metallica was this big, like, maybe I would be defending the wall because it's so big. But, like, I mean, I love Metallica, but I'd go to war for them. But, like, the way that the Beehive does it and the way that Kanye people do it, like, if he just tweets the word "the," like, Kanye gets 300,000 likes. Yeah. Everybody's talking. The world is a buzz. When Metallica does that, they'll get, like, 5,000.
Yeah. See, I just don't like anyone that's that popular that has that many, like, that kind of rabid following. I just really don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, I agree.
So I just feel like a sheep or a tool. Or, I don't know.
No, you had it right. Sheep.
Sheep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Even if I like their stuff, I would almost like them less just because, like Kanye, like, I do like some of his music, but just that whole, like, all those Kanye stands and all those people go crazy makes me not like him just because of that.
Yeah. But yeah, Beyonce, overrated.
Agreed. mine is Drake.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a big deal. Yeah, he's a big deal. And I did go through a little phase where I listened to his music until I realized that most of his stuff he has a ghostwriter for. Like, yeah, he just has someone that writes all of his music and they make his beats. So basically he's just a face.
Yeah.
You know, and this is shout out to cousin J-Mac. He's been saying this since Drake started coming out.
Since Degrassi.
Since Degrassi. He said he's the Miley Cyrus of rap music, which is kind of true. Well, not even that. Just like the whole poppy, like mainstream hits kind of thing. And you know, like Miley Cyrus, like, yeah, sure, she can sing or whatever, but I doubt she was making all of her music.
No.
Yeah. You know, same thing. Like, same thing. Yeah, exactly. Like, she had Disney. Yeah, she had Disney. Disney
will get you a hit song. If they invest in you, they will not fail.
Oh, absolutely. So that's kind of where he's at. And I didn't see it at the time. And I was never really a big Drake fan. Yeah. But I went through like a year or two span where I listened to some of his music semi-regularly.
Know if I can name a single Drake song.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a bunch of like popular. You definitely heard them.
Yeah. I don't know if I can name one, though. What's his most famous song of all time? Every time I want to think of Drake, my brain shoots out Kid Cudi songs. Day and night.
I don't know. Let's see. I haven't listened to him.
You don't even know. Fuck him.
Yeah. But yeah, he's overrated.
Over him, and like, you know, and he's with the fucking, he's a dick. But I did see a video of him the other day, sprawling, boxing. He looked good.
Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's a big dude. He's
at a fight, so it sucks. I always like seeing, like, you know, these guys with huge reputations and a million followers are just pussies.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, damn.
No, he's kind of a pussy too. Actually, I went to a concert once. It was him and Future. I just went, like, a bunch of my buddies were going. I was like, fuck it. Yeah, I'll go. It was in Miami. Yeah. And I, when I knew I was out for sure on Drake, was he was doing one of his like slow, like, song for the chicks. Right. Yeah. And he had this, like, it was like like, you know, the scaffolding things that go up in the window washing things that go on the side of the building.
Yeah.
It was like one of those, but it went up because it was in the American Airlines Arena where the Heat play.
Yeah.
And it went up to like the second level, and he was just kind of like going around the outline of like the seats, just like singing to the crowd, like making eye contact with the girls.
Oh, he does that at Kiss concerts, but like, that sounds lame.
But yeah, no, he was singing these like slow, like, you know, just like songs just for the girls. And like at one point, I'm like basically like, you know, 30 feet away from him, just looking eye to eye with him. Like, this is the gayest thing I've ever done, I think.
Paul Stanley did it. And he was just like, how you doing out there? I'm kissing. Everybody's like, good. And then he's like, let me check. Yeah. And then like Detroit Rock City starts playing or something.
Right, yeah, but then he's playing, you know, he's playing Kiss music going around.
And then he starts like ziplining towards like the crowd. It's fucking sweet.
Yeah. It's awesome. Drake is crying to the crowd. I'm just like, what is going on here?
Broke my heart. All right. That was just... I don't know any of his songs, so I can't sing it, but yeah, it's probably sound like something like that. All right. Last question, because I have NHL to play because I
promise. Okay.
They need me out there. I'm a fucking wall of a defenseman, a wall, Bob Bass. Which movie franchise sucks? Like, I have to say it, Harry Potter. I hate Harry Potter. I know too much about it. Nerds, fuck you, Harry Potter. Like,
yeah.
What's Voldemort's problem? Why is he picking on kids? Snape, weird, much.
Yeah.
Dumbledore is probably touching kids too.
He was gay, so he probably was touching kids.
Whoa!
Over the line.
All gays are pedophiles, huh? Give me fucking over the line. Over the line, that shit.
Over the line! God damn it. Yeah, no, I was thinking about Harry Potter, but like it's like I see what's there. Like I understand it. I don't like it personally, but I can understand why someone would like it.
Yeah.
But for me, I went with Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it's the obvious one.
Just biggest piece of shit movies.
Did you ever see any of them in theaters? Like, did you ever waste your time like making an event? I had to do it once because everybody, all my friends, every single person who I hang out with was like, we're going to see Fast Five next Friday. And I'm like, it's either I go see the movie or sit at home with my parents. And I'm like, whatever, like 20 years old.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, I'll go see it. It was hilarious just because of The Rock. There are two scenes that were hilarious. There's one, this girl, this like police officer comes up to him and like hands him like all this fucking paperwork of like, here's like what I found so far. And like less than a second, The Rock just takes it and like barely looks at it and just fucking throws it over his shoulder. And I like lost it laughing. Like she did all this work and he was just like threw it. Didn't even give it a shot.
Yeah.
She was like devastated. Then he had so many one-liners just like, you know, I like my dessert first. But yeah, I agree. First, yeah.
No, I mean, I can understand. Like, I know some people that they like the first couple ones. Okay, that's fine. But now they're so ridiculous, they're so over the top. They're like fighting tanks and like fighting submarines. I think they're going to space or something. I heard it's like these are street racers.
Yeah,
they were racing for pink slips. And now
all those movies where you watch it, you're just like, I don't even remember what that was about. Yeah. I just like it was like a lot of action, and like I couldn't tell you like who the bad guy was and what their mission was.
Yeah, but we gotta stop them.
Yeah, that's it. But all right, so we gotta get out of here. Okay. Thanks for listening, Tones. I'll talk to you later. Let's go Yankees. Fuck the Orioles. What's the score, by the way?
There was a rain delay. I don't know if it started yet.
That's why I have ESPN on. Yeah. Okay. Talk to you later, Bomb Squad. Permission, did I mention? Don't pay him any attention. Cause you had your turn, and now you're gonna learn what it really feels like to miss me. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad at what you see, that he wanted. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it.
If you don't, you'll be alone. And like a ghost, I'll be gone. I'm a single ladies.